Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the door locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. John 20:16-23. In a very old church in West Yorkshire, Blackley Baptist Church, there are some wonderful plaques and tablets on the wall. One reads, In grateful appreciation of the services and gifts of James Cartledge, Esquire, who founded this church in 1789 and preached for a few years until a pastor was appointed. Another reads, Reverend John Rigby, whose wise leadership, Christian counsel, and faithful preaching were largely owned by God during his pastorate of the church. The best, however, is the plaque on the communion table, which reads, To the glory of God, and in loving appreciation of the faithful service presented to Blackley Baptist Church by the Ladies' Sewing Class 1917, and to commemorate faithful services rendered to this church by Annie and Betty, faithful wives of Reverend Briggs, Pastor 1874-1910. What will be written about you? What will be your legacy? Will you live for something that will outlast you? Or will you settle for pursuing and living for your own success? Success or succession? I'm not sure you can have both. Beyond you leadership. The leadership commission that we witness as we read these verses of Scripture is surrounded by and grounded in the reality of a miraculous resurrection. Jesus is alive. The future is bright and certain. This commission has us reaching forward and beyond. We are called to die well, but we're called to look for resurrection. We live in a world where we constantly experience death, but hope for eternal life. The call is to lead, laying down our lives that those very lives might be ramps for the leadership beyond us, the leadership of others. The problem is that much of our motivation is still fundamentally selfish. It's all about you, your leadership, your legacy, your memory, your mark on the world, your dent in the universe. Jesus models a beyond you leadership. Jesus meets Mary Magdalene, and encouraging and releasing her, he appoints her as his first evangelist. Allow me to pause here. Don't miss the staggering importance of this moment. Jesus appears first to Mary, a woman. This is beautifully offensive. The excluded becomes entrusted. The marginalized takes center stage. Jesus totally levels the playing field. The story of the role of women in redemptive history has been building towards this point, through Deborah and Huldah and Mary the Christ bearer. It's going to move on to include Philip's prophesying daughters and Junia and Priscilla. Jesus' ministry was full of strong female leaders and was funded by strong female leaders. Now he sends Mary, the first human to carry the gospel, the first to see him risen from the dead, the first herald, preacher, evangelist.